this fiddle banjo music, this old-time music, is happy music, and people who play it are usually pretty happy, too. Even if you're not in a good mood, you play this, you're pretty happy. And I was living in Juneau, Alaska, and I was in the post office one day, and I saw one of my friends who plays this kind of music. His name's Jack Fontanella, and he's usually really pretty happy. I saw him in the post office, and he was not looking happy. And I said, "Jack, how are you doing?" And he said, "Not so good." I said, "Not so good?" He said, "Yeah, house burned down." And 2 days before I saw him, there was a fire. His house burned down, and he lost all his musical instruments. And I thought about that for a while, and a few weeks after that, I sat down and I wrote a poem. It's called Burnt Down House for Jack Fontanella. The night of the cabin fire, in the midst of cupboards and kitchenware, closets and clothes, when the flames came picking, like to think how the two guitars, mandolin, banjo, bass, and the fiddle might have jumped out of their skins a moment to make the craziest, most raucous caterwauling noise. Enough riotous jabberwock to fuel a dozen generations of old-time string bands before slipping back into Maple to smoke hot and right the instrument's last bright Denali Festival of Sound. Well, I wrote that poem and I gave a copy to Jack, who, well, I heard he had it on the refrigerator of the new house he was living in, and I heard he liked the poem. And I saw him, it was a month or two after that, and we talked about how he liked the poem. And I said, "Jack, if you want, I make up fiddle tunes. I'll make up one for you called Burnt Down House if you want." And he said, "Okay." And so what you're hearing is the tune I made up, and it even has a little song to go with it.